so we are getting into Rhodes University. Is your car roadworthy?
Definitely.
How do you know?
I bought it from a reputable dealership.
So if you were to come across a roadblock and they tell you that your vehicle is not roadworthy, you would be shocked.
It is roadworthy because everything is up to date. The service is up to date.
And it's still moving forward.
It's still moving.
Wow.
That's why you know, that's how you know it's roadworthy.
Wow. Because my pampiri are updated. Yes. The disc is updated. Mm. So it's, come on.
Why when you take it for a roadworthy check, as soon as you arrive there, why don't they just check that? Oh, you drove it here. And let's see the disc. Everything is fine. You can go and give you that certificate.
You're talking about mechanical things, but I don't hear any funny sounds.
That's the one thing that I don't think we familiarize ourselves with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is a roadworthy vehicle? How do you know that my car is roadworthy? How are you able to look at someone else's car and say, this car is not roadworthy or it does not belong on this road?
We look at the physical of it, the visual of it. Unaliyongwe bein chamusi is coughing.
Wait, if the brakes are working, if the very necessary things that are supposed to show you if the car is not okay are working, the battery is fine.
Yeah, is it when I hear you, but I just want to, I'm asking you, when you are on the road and you look at another car and go, this car is not roadworthy, or it does not deserve to be on the road, what would you have looked at?
Did you already want to
You can see
disability.
Let me tell you, judging from this conversation we are having in studio, clearly there's a lot of us that's driving around in unroadworthy vehicles unknowingly. Like I asked you the other time, when was the last time you did a proper inspection? You know the K53 inspection they taught you at driving school? When was the last time you did that?
The last time is when I wanted to pass, which was the first day.
Yeah. And it's very important that you check. I mean, before your trip to Parabora, you need to walk around the vehicle and check everything that they taught you at the driving school.
Does that make you see that your car's not roadworthy? Because it's just basic checks.
Pela, your tires, they are not in any way linked to the sensor. It's only when you are experiencing a tire puncture that you will get a notification or you'll get the warning sign.
So that kind
of... the threads and everything, who checks that?
Well, I mean, I'm just new in the game, so...
I do,
do you
check
know
the
where
oil.
Your wheel spanner is?
Is there at the boot?
Yeah, you are guessing.
I think I saw it.
Do you know how to use the spanner?
What? What? No, I do
But
not.
I do check the oil.
Are your lights still okay? They're not cracks, nothing. Windshield.
Park lights are fine.
Not cracked, nothing. The indicators are working. Are you sure the indicators are
100%.
Working?
100%.
At the back. Do you know what makes your car roadworthy? And for those that have failed a roadworthy test before, tell us what went wrong. What did they say to you? What made your vehicle fail? So we will obviously later on go through like a basic checklist or tell you what makes a car roadworthy and not. But what does your experience tell you? Let's not talk far away from the K53 as well, but bring in your experiences and tell us, what do you know about roadworthiness of a vehicle?
Hello, team. I hope Leshabo. The last time I took my car for roadworthy, that was a long time ago. They checked the battery, indicators, wipers, seat belts. I remember I was angry because I was like, what do you mean I brought my car here and I paid for you to tell me that things that I know are working are working? Yeah, so it didn't make sense. This was back in 2011, and I never went back again ever since.
14 years ago. We are having our conversation for Rhodes University today, talking all things roadworthy. It's a K53 refresher course, this one. And I'm asking you this afternoon, if you know what makes your car roadworthy, and for those that have ever failed the roadworthy test, what went wrong? What did they tell you?
Good afternoon, team. Team. 3 years back when to roadworthy. So, but from there, I just know because I check most of things, especially when I have a long trip. Like, I go to wheel alignment, wheel balancing, check the lights, P3. Like, I check most of the things before I could hit the road. Even if when you take the car to alignment, they could tell you, like, you need to change the bolt joints, you need to change the arm bush, like, things like that. They'll alert you. So if you check your car frequently, then you know, even if they say, let's take your car to roadworthy, it will come back okay. And lastly, I never checked the real lights. There's nothing that's coming on at the back.
Inspection.
When it doesn't know the first time, like they don't check the real lights.
Mm.
The real lights are important.
Very.
Nothing comes on.
Mm.
Then when you have to ouch to gravel, I.
Kawela or how I quit it. I said I quit the question. No exam. That's it. It's Benito.
Good afternoon, team.
The brother.
This is a funny topic.
A very serious
to
one.
Me, I'll say my car is not roadworthy. And the second part is that I do what makes the car to be roadworthy.
Mm.
Mine is not roadworthy because my right globe. Hey. Man, and I only remember it when it's at night when I have to switch on the light.
Mm.
Then I start to realize, oh, gonna get some one eye. So that's the only thing. Eesh. The other side, I'm certain and sure that everything is fine. Thank you.
Hello, guys. Compilation.
Yes, sir.
There's no need to give a wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna check everything by myself.
Yeah.
I lost something. That make change something. Now, roadworthy, I know it has passed. Brand new roadworthy, I pass. Brand new traffic. Come over with it.
Thank you, brother. Afternoon, team. I only learned this week that even the speed limit sticker that is put at the back of a taxi or truck can fail a vehicle for roadworthiness. This is Kenny out in Mans. It says if the sticker is not visible anymore, or the vehicle doesn't have one, it is considered unroadworthy. Another one says, complexion, for the car to be roadworthy, you have to have a validation certificate from the testing station. This is Sebastian Richard Masetla from Bulubedu. And another one says, honestly speaking, as long as my vehicle is able to move and I don't see anything wrong with it, if there is, then I'll take it to service, then it's definitely roadworthy. Guys, let's just have a moment to refresh our memories as far as the K53 is concerned for those that did not get their licenses over the counter. So, very importantly, these are the things that will inform you that your car is roadworthy. You remember the inspection they taught you in the K53, and I think they taught you as well at driving school. That one is very key, my friend. It's very key because that's where you need to check your tires and wheels, and you check that they are the correct size and they must fall within the manufacturer specification. And you remember the threads they taught you, man. Come on, you remember these things where they taught you about the threads, Guri. It must be 1.6 millimeter deep. Those are the things that we don't check anymore before we get into our vehicles. You need to make sure that all windows designed to open must be able to open and close. That is very important. All your lights must be securely fitted. You know, there must be nothing else that is showing there. Your shock absorbers must be in good working order with no leaks. The engine compartment should be free from damage and leaks. No excessive smoke from the exhaust, Batu. Transmission must be in good and working order. The odometer and speedometer must be working perfectly. Don't just guess that I know mine. When it's like this, when everything starts shaking, it means it's my 100. Your seat belts, they need to be in good working order. And also check if your water is working in the vehicle. Like right now, when was the last time you checked whether it's working or not? So these are the things. You need to have like a basic checklist. You know, check your tires, check your brakes, check your windscreen, this and that. Exactly how they taught you in the K53, Bafetu. And that's the only way that we are going to be safe on the roads.